Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
All right, man. It's time.
It's time. Are we ready for the list?
The list.
So
we all made this list earlier. We sat around. Maybe got a little too high this list.
We did get too high because we only made half the list.
The Weedsman Podcast, every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. If you like this show, please tell a friend. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Alrighty. So what's on the docket? Sorry, it's getting high.
Oh no, I gotta get high first.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
He ain't even waiting. He's not even waiting.
Nope. Oh, he's coming with it.
Hey, it's the Weedsman. Number 12?
That was a king-sized hit, dude.
12. Oh, man. Well, that's a king-sized bong.
Yeah.
That's a bong,
that is a big bong.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
This is Aaron.
I have to do this.
I like juice, mostly.
That's from...
Nice.
Unregimented. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait till next Unregimented to bust that out. But yeah, we have a new piece.
I'd like to say it's not what it sounds like, that it was taken out of context.
I like juice, mostly.
No, it's pretty much what it is.
You see, he was talking about the ladies, so...
True. Yeah, no. Don't like the Jewish men.
Wouldn't you be like a male shiksa?
A what now?
Wouldn't male you be a male shiksa?
What's that?
Yeah. Isn't a shiksa like when a Jewish guy is dating a woman who isn't Jewish? Isn't she called a shiksa?
Oh, yeah.
So you'd be a male shiksa. Although Redfield, that sounds Jewish.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Your last name sounds
Jewish. I wouldn't be the shiksa at all. I would be the shiksi.
Ha ha!
Right.
We're just dumbfounding Rob with the things that are coming out of our mouth.
I don't know what the fuck
right
you're speaking.
Rob's like, what? I'm friends with these guys?
Better just to be quiet in that situation.
Somebody else take this bowl. You guys can hit this bong if you want, but I'm fine with this thing for right now.
I was telling the guy on the couch who's not fucking here right now earlier today that it's got to be Big Red, right? It's big and it's red. There could be no other name for this bong.
I guess. I thought about that as a name. I did kind of pick it out because it's red.
If you don't smoke Big Red, then fuck you.
Yeah, that works.
But I don't know.
It looked vaguely Asian in design because of the weird pattern on it. So I thought it was Bong Lusu.
You gotta have the rooster on it then. We need the picture of the rooster.
I almost bought a coffee. They had Zodiac coffee mugs at this Oriental shop in the mall that I went to with my kids today.
Did you buy a gremlin while you were there?
No.
Yeah.
But,
I can't think, by the way, I can't see any kind of Oriental gift shop, by the way, without thinking of the movie Gremlins.
Yeah.
You know, look for the guy with the one wooden eye to come out, sell you a Mogwai.
Whoa.
Whoa, what's going on? That's fucking...
Wow, how did you do that, Rob?
Rob's made
Wow! Rob's a smoke magician.
Yeah.
I wish we had video of that. Rob just laid down his pipe and it just it leaked smoke out of it. A very thick smoke, like it had dry ice packed in it.
Like a fog.
Yep. And then he made it curl around like he was Harry Potter.
Yep. Sorcerer.
What kind of sorcery is that, Rob?
Black magic.
Anyway, what did I see in the Oriental shop?
You were there.
Oh, it was a rooster mug. They had Zodiac mugs that had monkey and horse and everything, and they had one that said rooster. But I wasn't prepared to pay $8 for it, so I passed. But anyway, this is the new bong. And it's a very traditional bong. It's large and it's heavy. Well, it's not super large.
Biggest bong in the house.
It is the biggest bong now.
Monkey B says the biggest bong he's ever smoked out of, which is surprising considering the head Monkey B is.
Well, it's tall and it's skinny, but it's quite thick glass, which I like because we tend to knock shit around.
Right. And it didn't cost a lot.
This looks damn near bright. Yes, and it didn't cost a lot. Well, because this is a traditional bong, and everybody's buying more versatile bongs these days, right. Ones that they can throw a nail in, or ones that have all kinds of weird vortex chambers and all that shit.
Right.
I don't live on the cutting edge of technology. I live on the other flat side.
Yeah, you were saying
where things are cheaper.
You're right behind the curve.
I like to be just enough behind the curve so that I can get my shit cheap.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, this is a little old technology, but, hey, it's proven.
Old technology.
I think it looks good.
It's a bong.
It's old tech bong.
Although you were showing me pictures of crazy shit.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Bongs are getting out of hand. Some of the bongs are getting out of hand.
Didn't we talk about the rooster on air?
No, I don't think we ever did.
What was that? What was the rooster bong that you saw?
The rooster bong is made by a company called Rooster Apparatus. And if you're listening, you make some amazing looking bongs. And it claims that it has a unique percolating system on the bottom. It looks like rocks that have been glued together and there's space between.
Can you brew coffee while taking a bong hit? Or
I mean, you probably could. Maybe.
I think that's where the technology comes from, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, no.
Percolation.
In all seriousness, because I've seen a similar type of device, I guess you'd call it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty unique.
In some kind of coffee press thing.
Oh, the French press?
I don't know what it was.
Okay.
The only thing I know about coffee is that it says Mr. in front of it.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes it.
As long as it brews it.
I pour water in one part, ground up shit in the other.
Nice.
And this black dirt that keeps me awake comes out the other end.
Pure as that.
Beautiful lifeblood of morning times.
and evening times. Yeah. Around here.
It's a favorite beverage around here.
And podcast times.
But yeah, it has a pretty unique design.
What, my bong?
Well, the rooster bongs that we were talking about.
Oh, but the rooster bong. I thought you were talking about my bong. My bong has a very unique design.
Asian-American. Yeah, man. It's ribbed for her pleasure.
It's got a round base to it and a long, skinny flute. It's one of our favorite songs. Yeah, it's got a couple ridges in there.
Right. I remember you saying it looks like a vase.
Right, I'm showing you the other angle, Rob. You can't even see the stem from there. Would you immediately assume bong?
No, I would say it's a long, neck vase. Put some, flowers in there. Grandma's boy.
She put flowers in his bong.
Yeah. You could easily camo this thing with some long stem rosin just right on the top there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's red.
Sparkles.
It's like, it's a pretty rich red color, and it's got all this gold splashes of paint and color going throughout it, and like kind of this white stripe. It looks like, what did I say it looked like at the store?
Oh, the Art Van special, the lamp.
It looked like the artwork that they do at Art Van.
Oh, yeah.
But, you buy the big painting, and it's just like, it's like a mauve background, and then like this purple splash across it with some gold paint on it.
Yeah.
It's just all color.
It's very unique.
That's what it looks like. It looks like an Art Van painting.
It's got sparkles and, reflective pieces in it. It's nice.
But it called to me. I don't know what it was about this one.
Really? Yeah, that was the one that was in the picture I sent you.
Would you say it was like $18?
No, $30.
$30? That's what called to you. It was $30.
Yeah, it was $30. $30. Yeah. I wouldn't have even looked at any bongs if they were over $30, honestly.
Right.
I'm just not into paying a lot for apparatuses in general. I like different types of pipes and stuff like that. I like smoking out of different...
Right. It's just kind of an experience.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go out and like... Some people spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I'm paying
dollars. I'm drunk.
What are you? Fuck! What are you? Are you growling?
Yeah, growling. Yes.
Well, you can stop. In real news today.
Supposed to fake news.
In real news, fake weed.
Oh, really?
Smacked. Have you guys heard of Smacked?
No.
Somebody somewhere, ground up some plants of some type, and sprayed it all over to make it smell like bubble gum, and sells it to convenience stores to sell as a marijuana substitute that people can smoke. We, but you know, on the package it says it's potpourri.
Right? Some plant. What plants?
Who knows? Is that regulated?
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know.
All right.
I don't know what any... Who knows what any of the fake plants are? I mean, any of the fake weed is. That's the point. Like, nobody knows what they're putting in this shit. The specific one is smacked. And it's ground up plants, and it smells like bubblegum. And it's sold as an incense.
So kids will buy it.
I mean, I don't know.
Yes. Why would you make anything smell like bubblegum?
I don't know why they...
What adult do you know buys anything that smells like bubblegum? Besides yeah. bubblegum.
I don't know. I had never heard of this shit. I mean, there's so many different fake weed substitutes out there that we've heard about, and none of them seem like they're any fun. And certainly some of them seem like they're dangerous. This one put 44 people in the emergency room.
Jeez. For and, what?
Well, they said an overdose.
But I mean, what? Why were the people going in? Like, accelerated heart rate,
I was
anxiety?
Trying to, I know. I had the same questions. I didn't find any answers.
Oh, they weren't there. Really? It was just like they went to the emergency room.
It was very strange. There was no information to be found about symptoms because I was kind of curious myself. But there was one officer who was interviewed who said that they were finding, like, they had been finding this happening for a little while, and kids were like smoking this shit in the parks and just passing out completely. Like, unresponsive, can't wake them up. I mean, I guess it's not like a coma. They eventually come out of it once they come down from their high. But it's just, like, knocking them out.
Sounds healthy.
Yeah.
And safe. On the other hand, product sounds way better than just legalizing marijuana and letting people have it.
Right. Just sell that.
I guess it is. Yeah. It is possible that maybe the idea was to withhold what the symptoms were. Just so that people don't do that kind of balance in their head, like... Like everybody does who smokes cigarettes, like, you know, I'm kind of uptight now and I want to smoke, but you know, I'll get cancer in like 30 years. Well, that's 30 years. And it balances out and you just smoke. You know, it's kind of the same thing, like, it's fake and it's probably bad for me and it might put me in the ER, but what drugs don't? Come on.
Right. Pot. Yeah. Pot does not do that
oh,
to
that's
you.
Right.
Yeah, marijuana doesn't do that.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't go and buy pot at the convenience store.
Right.
No. And instead, now you can buy this stuff at the convenience store. Which
one? New Hampshire.
Oh. New Hampshire? Saying no?
New Hampshire is the... That's.
I'm frequently in that state. I'll be in that state next week.
Well, avoid the convenience stores if they try and sell you smacked. Because that's where all this went down. The whole process just kind of baffles me, right? Like, somebody just kind of randomly grinds some shit up, packages it, goes around.
This is
like a traveling salesman, right? Just showing up with a suitcase saying, hey, sell these. Kids will love it. It's the new craze, the new fake weed.
That's stupid.
People just walk in and buy it, not knowing what the fuck it is.
Right.
And smoke it. It's like where you haven't progressed beyond the days of the snake oil salesman.
No, never. We never will. We never. There's always going to be a new snake oil. Snake oil will constantly evolve into something else. Right now, it's probably like those pills that say you can lose weight and not do anything.
Right.
That's probably like the new snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
Here, don't change your diet. Don't exercise.
Taking different herbs and just grinding them up and saying, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
This will work.
Or get the government to stop fighting us on shit that actually works so we're not fooled by substitutes.
Yeah, right. This product wouldn't even...
I shouldn't say fooled, I should say tempted by.
This product wouldn't even exist if pot was legal.
I mean, every stoner has had that moment where you like open up a magazine, like a High Times or something, and you're like, wait a minute. I can just actually like buy this shit through the mail and it's like practically weed. This is amazing.
But I thought about it and I was like, no, okay. You ever heard Joe Rogan talk about dick pills?
But when do you ever order anything out of a fucking magazine? Right. That's pretty much like what it ended up as. Like, there's lots of things you want to believe. Well, I guess you don't read as many comic books as I do by far.
Yeah, all the ads in
Even though you are the one wearing the Ninja Turtles shirt in the group here.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know, I knew this was going to happen.
That it was going to come up.
And now every time, I like something, you guys like it more and you liked it first. You guys are like my own little personal hipsters that follow me around. Fucking Ninja Turtles, I liked them when, I was a kid.
All I'm saying
is, God damn it.
When you read comic books, there's a lot of claims made.
Yeah.
For what, X-ray specs? Right, certainly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember those. The muscle pill.
Oh, yeah. The big one with the whole scene at the beach where the 98-pound weakling is getting sand kicked in his face.
And then he's just kind of like, you know.
That was like the Jack LaLanne ad or something. That one wasn't for a pill.
Oh, was it just for exercise?
Yeah, I think it was for the belt.
Oh, yeah. The miracle belt.
Have you ever heard the Joe Rogan stand-up routine about big dick pills? And it's pretty much what he's saying is my philosophy, what I always thought about this shit seen in the magazine or whatever. Right. And if that shit worked, you would know it would work. People would be lined up outside, you know, like he talks about guys would be lined up outside pharmacies with their cocks and wheelbarrows, you know, just keep buying them more and more so their dicks could get bigger. And it's, you would know about it. Like these companies would be like 7-Eleven couldn't keep it in stock. Walmart would sell it. You know, like if it really
worked. Think about this in the history of modern medicine. Think of the advances that we've had over the last 100 years.
Right.
Have you ever first found out about a treatment in a magazine where it said the pill that nobody wants you to know about?
Right.
The best kept secret in the porn industry.
Yeah, okay.
They're selling the cure for AIDS in the back of Hustler right now.
Right. We don't want you to know this, but we put it in the magazine.
It just never fucking happened that way.
This pill's called, it's got AIDS with circle with a line through it in the air.
Everything.
But yet people fall for the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Gullibility.
Yeah, we don't exactly romanticize being educated as something good in our society.
No. Nope.
I think it's something that we appreciate, but it's
we
like...
We put the character of a nerd up on a pedestal, but as far as knowing things, we still ostracize people who actually...
Still down the list from patriotism as top qualities that Americans think that everyone should have. You should be more patriotic than you should be smart.
Yeah. Tangerine Kush.
Tangerine Kush. I'm looking it up on Leafly.com.
Leafly.com.
As we speak. All I know, I already know that this stuff is pretty potent.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
Tangerine Kush embodies the California sunshine.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah?
I agree.
You think so? This cannabis strain got its name for both its citrusy flavor and its halo of bright orange hairs covering the bud. Where they know how to paint a picture on this website, don't they?
Oh, for sure.
While the effects of this indica are particularly short-lasting, Tangerine Kush is potent with quick onset, providing customers with a happy, body-heavy sensation. This strain is great for looking at a lazy day, for those looking for a lazy day at the beach.
Oh, for sure. I watched a lot of movie today. Played a lot of baseball. Yeah.
What did you watch, Rob?
I watched Creepshow. And I watched...
Pretty classic.
Yeah, with Leslie Nielsen and Ted Danson.
What did you watch?
Creepshow. It's from 1982. Good movie. And I also watched Prison. Or what was it called? Prison Planet or Escape?
Escape from Prison Planet?
Yeah, it's with, from the mob movie, Goodfellas. Ray Liotta. He's, like, on the space area, like... It's a weird movie.
Really?
Space, yeah, sci-fi. It's a prison movie. Like, he's trying to escape
sci-fi,
it.
It's a prison movie.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's everything. It's a romantic comedy.
And then I got on the PS4 and played some baseball.
It's a historical drama.
Yeah. Escape from the prison. Oh, sure.
I bet you, you know, with its fast onset, this Tangerine Kush, which I keep wanting to call Tangerine Dream, but this Tangerine Kush would probably be good for those suffering from PTSD, which...
Nice.
Another one of the...
I totally forgot about Nam.
What?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, thankfully, I don't think any of us suffer from that. I mean,
yeah, thankfully.
To be fair, post-traumatic stress disorder. Not just for people who've seen war, but anybody who's seen any kind of crazy situation that their brain doesn't know how to process.
Like, would you say, like, car accidents?
That's been, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I remember getting into a car accident when I was 19, and for a good year and a half afterwards, I was kind of nervous myself behind the wheel. Not so much that it impaired my driving, but just I was hyper aware of everybody else. And I've kind of retained that, I guess. I'm still really aware. I just am not so nervous about it anymore, so I drive more casual.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I would do the same.
But it could be, yeah, could be any number of things that people suffer from, but it's
anything in this stressful.
But it's something that a lot of veterans suffer from.
Understandable.
And there was, this was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Somebody took a wrong turn. And,
okay.
Come on. Come on.
I couldn't stop myself. Every time Albuquerque comes up, it's like verbal diarrhea. It doesn't even have to make sense.
So you did it. Oh, so that was you added that in there?
Oh, no, I'm not reading it. Yeah, that's just me.
Oh, okay.
That's just my Looney Tunes Tourette's. So Donna Smith, she got a job working for the Presbyterian healthcare system. And Donna Smith is a veteran. And she was, they hired her and then drug tested her, which kind of seems backwards.
Okay.
That's not usually how it goes, is it?
Right. Yeah, that's not how it should normally go.
Well, they fired her right after.
Okay. That makes sense.
F minus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hey, you got the job. Hey, piss in this cup. Hey, so about that job. Hey, about that bong.
Yeah, what about that bong?
You know, you can guess what happened. She tested positive for marijuana.
For sure. That would make sense.
Yeah, because she suffers from PTSD, and that's one of the things that has been proven amongst veterans to work quite well for many people.
Right.
It's a non-addictive way to treat anxiety.
I can see that.
Now, there are situations where marijuana can increase anxiety, and certainly with extreme use, you know, prolonged use throughout the day,
right,
constant use, you can get kind of anxious. You can actually build up such a tolerance that it doesn't calm you anymore.
Right. Just makes you go paranoid or something.
Can you imagine, like, take this stuff for smoking right now? Can you imagine taking it back to, like, if we gave it,
take it back in time,
give it to yourself, just give it to yourself, or just having like the tolerance you didn't have.
Go back, like
smoking this now,
young Robert.
Yeah, like in high school, like I'd be.
There was.
I don't want to meet that guy ever.
When I started smoking, it was everybody bought a bunch of shitty weed, and then there was one guy who was like, fuck all you, and bought, like, really good shit, and then just packed a bowl and smoked it by himself and laughed at us while we passed around a joint.
Okay.
You don't know that guy?
Mm-mm.
No, there was always the one asshole. There was always the weed snob back in the day.
Mikey B used to be that.
I have become the weed snob now. I don't care.
Well, all become weed snobs now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's because we went medical. It's you can pinpoint it in Michigan. As soon as we went medical, within the next couple of years, quality shifted rapidly.
Well, you trace it back actually to the crackdown on marijuana in the 60s.
Right.
And how it drove the plant production indoors. And when you start controlling it indoors, you start, instead of letting it grow naturally, you're taking off little, little snips off of it. I don't know, whatever. There's some terminology for growing this shit, but anyway, you do it indoors and you can control the potency much better.
100 stoners right now yelling something at the radio that we don't know.
I've never grown the shit.
It's
just smoke it. I do not have any tolerance for plants in general.
Dude, I've seen people do it. It's
Oh,
it's
a
part-time job.
I could do it, you know, because I could read a book and go, okay, that's how you do it.
You have to dedicate a good, it looks like 15, 20 hours a week to this shit.
Right.
I would be probably lousy at keeping a schedule.
You have to with this stuff.
I know, yeah. I know that's part of it. But whatever. I mean, just bless those who do know how to grow this shit, because
oh, for sure.
If the world was relying on me to grow the pot supply for them, they'd be very pissed off. I've just never had plants, though, either. Rob, are you a plant guy?
Like, what do you mean? Like, seeing plants?
Are there any guys who are plant guys? I don't know many plant guys.
Are you saying, like, somebody who plants plants?
I'm talking about somebody who goes out and buys
a pot
full of dirt with the plants sprouting out the middle of it and puts it in their inside.
Okay.
You know, next to the TV, next to the front door.
My boss has mentioned
somewhere near a window.
Watering his plants, but that's
my mom loves the garden, but I do not.
Yeah, I do not know any guys.
I told her, I joke with her all the time. I go, hey, if you were to just grow pot, you'd probably grow amazing pot. Like, she's that good at gardening.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, grow a pot for
Does
me.
Does your mom get, like, softball-sized tomatoes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For
she's,
real?
She's pretty good at it. She's sad right now because she's about to take off on a trip and, you know, safe travel. But she's all worried about a tomato plant dying, so I have to make sure that I water it because I guess they're supposed to be huge tomatoes. You know, and I'll bring them to you guys if you like tomatoes.
I love
tomatoes. Who doesn't like
tomatoes? I don't eat tomatoes. I don't eat them.
Oh, man, Rob.
At all. And then my mom gives me the same resentment. She goes, really? You don't want to try a homegrown in your own backyard tomato?
I don't resent you. I just question.
Interesting thing about tomatoes here.
Have you ever had a really good one?
I don't know what you mean by a good tomato.
Without tomatoes, you don't have hydroponic. Tomatoes are really delicious. Just get a salt shaker and a raw tomato.
I'll have to try them. I'll just have to remind myself to water them.
Yeah, isn't that where the process came from?
Hydroponics?
Like before they were
doing they were trying to figure out how before to grow they were tomatoes growing. Indoors.
NASA, right. Who invented hydroponics?
Probably farmers.
Henry Hydroponic.
No, like,
I don't fucking know.
So what we're saying is before they had to take their crops indoors in the 60s, there were already farmers figuring out ways to take tomatoes indoors and control the potency of their tomatoes.
It's that's just something I...
Or tomacos.
Tomacos. I know what you're talking about. Tomacos.
Tomaco.
You fucking grifter.
Grifter.
come over here and shark me in my own studio?
No, wait, hold up. What's tomaco?
Tomaco is tobacco.
No, what's tomaco?
What
no,
do
he
mean?
Doesn't know what we're talking about. Yeah, no.
A Simpsons reference?
Oh, no. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. The tone of his voice is like, no, he doesn't know. No, you're thinking of tomatillos. I know what
tomatillos,
you're thinking
yes,
of.
Tomatillos, yes.
What the fuck's a tomatillo?
It's a tomato.
It's a little tiny green.
A little baby tomato. Green. They're about that big.
Come on, man.
We are so far from our topic.
Oh, we're having a great... This is a great show.
I'm not denying that, but...
Yep, I'm in that zone. Don't let me get in my
zone.
Well,
no, I do want to pull things back on point just a little bit here, not to be a complete bummer.
Okay.
But Donna Smith, we're going to go back to her real quick because she lost her job and she's got a lawsuit against actually the Presbyterian healthcare system.
Okay.
For her termination. And all she is a veteran suffering from anxiety. From her, you know, time and duty or whatever, you know.
Okay.
It's really none of our business what she's suffering from. She's, you know, having some problems adjusting. She should have some weed to help her mellow out some, right?
Right.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
No. But she's carded
all right.
as well.
Her medical marijuana card.
Absolutely. New Mexico has a medical marijuana system. She signed up for it.
Still eludes
she's
us.
The first thing that she did was showed him her card. Like, yeah, there's pot in my system, and here's why.
Okay.
Here's my card. And they said, we don't recognize that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
I recognize your face.
Do you recognize the law?
Right.
Because what you're doing is now discriminating. You are now breaking the law by discriminating unfairly and again
now you call
the people
the ACLU.
That you
get the ACLU, Al Sharpton,
right?
Jeffrey Figer.
Wow,
those are all the people you'd call.
I think this is an easy case. You don't even need an ace lawyer for this one,
right? I think you're pretty good in your defense.
And actually, there is in neighboring Arizona, in Tucson.
Tucson.
Or Tucson, as I called it as a kid when I visited.
Tucson. Tucson.
You ever seen a roadrunner?
No.
They're cool little birds, but they don't look anything like the cartoon.
Really? They don't have really long legs like a flamingo?
they got skinny little legs. They look like...
Is there always a coyote chasing them?
Yeah, is there always a coyote chasing after them?
They are kind of fast, though.
Oh, shit.
No, there was a story also. There was a woman named Suzanne Sisley.
Sisley?
She was doing research on marijuana for PTSD.
Okay.
And she was fired. She was fired from her position. And they had reasons like, oh, well, your funding's about to run out for this program, so we actually just don't need you anymore. Maybe that's true, or maybe they're just kind of uptight about being associated with marijuana. Because this is U of A, man. We can't have marijuana associated like with a college campus.
Oh, no. Hell no. That's horrible.
I don't get... Why are people so uptight in Arizona? I don't get what the deal is.
Well, they love alcohol.
It would think it borders California. You would think, first of all that liberal influence would drift down into Arizona. Or is that like where a lot of people with money go or some shit?
What, Arizona?
Because I know people, like Todd Zilla lived in Arizona, and he left, and he could not wait to get the
fuck out. I hear Scottsdale
out.
Is like a huge money
I think you
area.
Get, I think it's because you get this mixture of old money, retire, and guys looking for a vision quest. Type of,
vision quest.
I'm going to live in an adobe. Out in the desert.
Yeah, eat mushrooms for 3 weeks and try to meet Jesus.
So, you definitely have cultures butting up against each other in that area. But the problem is, who the fuck do you think is going to remember to make it to the polls on Tuesday?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, the old money. Yeah,
the guy in the vision quest, like, of which week?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm. I will be out of it.
Right.
Out of town? No, just out of it. Just totally out of it.
I'm out, man.
I can't participate in the false construct that is the illusion that is our democracy. Oh, man. That's cynical.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Wait for it.
You say that out loud.
Wow. Yeah. Watch out, man. The dudes in the black helicopters will get us.
So I'm going to go upstairs and get some tinfoil and put a hat on.
Yeah, we'll scan your brain.
Well, I think the real thing, the question here about Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tucson, Arizona, do you support your troops? Because it's not much that they're asking for. Well, smoke a little weed. Chill out.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, why aren't we doing this on the government dime?
Oh, no, because...
I would be fine if my tax dollars went...
these people. As soon as we finish with them, we treat them like shit. We kiss their ass while we have them.
Hey,
as soon as we're done with them.
You got to shoot a gun, and we paid for your education. Right. We don't owe you anything else. Now get the fuck out.
Yeah, when they're with us, they get the hero worship.
Right, but as soon as they're done...
We're giving them steak dinners and blowjobs.
Peace the fuck out.
No. Well, I mean, we'll make sure that we got your health care for the rest of your life. Just get in line over here.
Right. Take a number.
Yeah.
How long you been in line? Well, 2 years.
What'd you think about Robin Williams, man?
Oh, what a great actor. I mean, one of the best entertainers that we've had. To go out like that.
Did you have his bit?
I didn't know.
Do you remember the when he's talking about weed in California and the forest fires?
Right.
You should find that and play it real quick.
Oh, I typed in Rob Williams and weed.
A lot of people don't know he came from
California
Detroit.
This summer, all the state parks caught on fire.
There you go.
Said, because these parks are full of weed. It's bad news. It's like even the guys fighting the fires are like, oh my God, make another rainbow, Tommy! Oh my God! Nice. Weird!
Nice.
Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can. Shit, I knew this.
Nice.
And California weed is kick-ass fucking weed. This is weed that even Jamaicans go, oh, don't smoke that weed, man. California catatonic. It's the type of weed you hit it and it's like, fuck. Shit.
I definitely need to get out west.
Something. What is it? All right, breathe. And you get so stoned, you end up sitting on your couch for a week to the point where your cat's going, get up, you asshole! I've been eating my own shit for the last 2 days! I know mellow, but this is fucking ridiculous!
Nice.
And if they legalize it, they're going to have to regulate it, and they're going to have to put a warning on a box of joints. It's going to have to say, Surgeon General has determined this will make your music awesome. Even Yanni.
Okay.
And if you thought you enjoyed cartoons before, like, hey. And if they're going to have ads, they're going to have ads, and it'll be like, instead of the Marlboro man, it'll be the Mendocino man. It'll be a cowboy in the back of a horse going, shit, am I thirsty? God damn. Even the horse will be going, I don't know where the fuck I am. God damn, I got a little cotton mouth here. God damn it.
There's an article in HuffPo. NFL players use marijuana to cope with pain.
Makes sense.
Is that their excuse? How many suspensions are there?
You don't think that's valid?
I would use it.
I do.
If I were in the NFL.
I think it's very valid, but at the same...
Dude, if you got hit the way those dudes get hit, yeah. It would make perfect sense.
Getting in a sketchy area here, though. What? The way some of these gentlemen present themselves...
What?
It just seems that it's probably just... It's
they're ridiculously overpaid. I mean, that's a great point. Yeah, for sure. Like, doctors should get paid better than they do in some respects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean...
Even plastic surgeons?
I don't know. I mean, if they're doing great work, you know, for, like, maybe cancer victims,
well,
you
people
know,
like firemen.
Rest, you know... Okay.
Like yeah. Guys who run into like...
Firemen should get way more paid.
Burning buildings
oh,
to
for
save
sure.
People.
Policemen should be way better paid. I mean, if they were doing better, I mean... I don't know. That's a gray area, and I know I'm going to get kicked for that.
Why don't we talk about policemen?
Okay, I won't say anything. But anyways, it's just...
They should set up a demerit system.
Matter of fact,
with
football
policemen.
Players, football players in general are overpaid. So they'll do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, they don't. They really don't care.
But, yeah, but how they test them for this shit and they penalize them for it.
Right.
So, how do they smoke it and get away with it?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, they get tested
they got
and
this
they.
Quick cleanse shit.
Right.
They got the secret NFL trick that nobody wants you to know about.
Right, we'll see that.
Clean
ad.
Your body in 6 hours.
Back yeah. To, we're in the so, back of the comic book again.
Drink the whole bottle.
Or they get a monkey dick.
Oh, yeah, the fake dick. You got to pick your color, though. You got to walk in there with a black dick. Somebody's watching you. They watch you over the shoulder now. Did you know
but
that?
It's black, but it's like jet black glossy. It's
all veiny.
They get spray painted.
You can see the mold. The
because
mold
they
line.
Only had a white one in stock, and you had to quick, like...
Oh, God. Look at you. Don't drop it. Not prepared to test the you know, strength.
Holy shit.
Champion
I'm like,
hit.
Champion. That was a champion
I'm
hit.
Seeing like bright shiny lights.
Ooh. Ooh. You took the grandpa hit?
No, that's one of those hits that you like feel hit you in the face. It's maybe the Weedsman where I fall asleep during it.
What is wrong with you, Rob? What's going on?
I'm good, man.
No, dude, we got this blend going.
Yeah, we got the, this is the KO
no
blend.
No wonder I got the yeah. Fucking...
This is the three
this
strain.
Is
the, this is the Weedsman
select blend.
The
last
select blend.
Three strains.
The last three strains. Boom.
The last.
No wonder I exhaled and saw like bright flashing lights.
This is the last wheel falling out the cart is what it is.
Boom.
Like, for real, I ain't been right since that last hit.
I was saving it for this podcast. But yeah, that new piece.
Big Red.
Hello. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family.
It's the measuring stick. If you can hold up to that.
You all right here?
This is how the episode fell apart.
I just, yeah.
Yeah.
the shit that you put in that fucking bowl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it was great. But no, man, it packed a punch.
Yeah, I like the...
Ladies and gentlemen,
the punch was a full frontal assault.
You heard the knockout punch, leave the Weedsman select.
This is like I want to save this and
should,
add more
man.
To it.
You should isolate that.
I'm going to put more of whatever I picked. I'll put a little bit in there.
It's like the Andromeda strain.
You can replicate this. All you got to do is listen to the last three, this and the prior two Weedsman podcasts.
So it was Tangerine Dream. What was it?
You know where to find them.
Oh,
you
gotta
go
check
and,
it out.
You got to go and listen.
Go check it out. Check out the other podcast.
Make the knockout punch for yourself, because if you want something that's just going to calm you down in a hurry, and maybe give you a little bit of a hallucination.
A little bit of hallucination. Yeah, a little blinking lights, flashing lights.
I'm not saying you saw a dragon or anything.
No, Puff the Magic Dragon.
But
no.
Rob's saying we look like cartoons. I saw flashing lights. Apparently Aaron's seeing a dragon.
I have a friend who said that he saw a dragon on this shit.
Oh, shit.
And just wanted to know what he should do. No, never mind.
Fight it. Fucking straight up fight it.
You know, whatever. As nerdy as we are, there's no swords in the house.
You don't need a sword here. Maybe? You guys need one? Go
ahead. You got a sword guy?
You know what? Go ahead. You know, hey, I'll admit,
you're
I
like
have
Walter.
Katana swords. They were given to me as a gift. I don't...
You want a sword? I'll get you a sword tonight, you know. Son.
Yeah, you want a sword? I'll get you the swords. You can have them. I'll give you the swords.
There you go. That's how.
What the fuck?
You want
are you guys talking
Katana?
About? You want to slay the dragon?
You want to slay a dragon? I'll bring swords over. You guys can use them to slay a dragon.
Can we please wrap this up?
No. It goes on forever.
We have to keep going.
All right.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, Brain. It's just me and you.
Taking us out, Captain.
Get me out of this.
Just don't bump me on the way out.
What did Homer say? Yeah, get me out of this and I go back to killing you with beer.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, fine. Just don't bump me on the way out.
Ow! Oh my God, I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
He's in the back of like a cop car or something. He's trying to figure his way out of a situation.
That is it's Homer talking to his brain.
Okay.
His brain submits. He's just like, fine, just don't bump me on the way out. And he just knocks his head against the fucking... Anyway.
Take us out.
I have to do things.
To take us out.
What does that mean?
Fuck
it. We'll do it live.
Did I ever play you the song, the Bill O'Reilly song that I made?
No.
Next week on the Weedsman podcast, I'll play you the Bill O'Reilly song.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We have to start writing down things we say we're going to do, because we say we're going to do all these things.
What, you don't listen to the podcast?
And then we never do them.
Fuck that.
I'll listen to it.
I'm calling us out.
What else? What have I teased that I haven't produced?
Yeah, what the heck?
Lots of things.
Take us out.
I am also guilty of this as well.
We'll have a new segment then next week. It's called Broken Promises.
Broken Promises.
Broken Promises.
With a tear.
We're just going to review all the stuff that I said that I would do and never did.
Wow.
God damn it. That's a lot of audio to see.
Start looking now.
No, because that show will never happen, because I'm going to forget.
We'll put Broken Promises under Broken Promises.
Wait a minute, aren't you the one?
It's an infinite loop. Okay.
Anyway. What's the song that I'm thinking of? You keep giving me. Is it Broken Dreams?
It's Shattered Dreams.
Shattered Dreams, yeah. Shattered Dreams.
80s Euro pop.
I don't know that one.
I remember. I know what you're talking about. Bing, bing, bing. It's something you'd hear in JCPenney.
Oh, nice. Back in the 80s?
No,
oh,
not.
By the way.
And now.
Now?
I went through Sears to get, like, just as an entrance to the mall, you know.
Right.
Because that's where all the good parking is, because nobody goes to Sears.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Man, it is fucking empty in there. Everybody's like, there's a customer in here? Holy shit.
How are they making payroll?
They're, like, hiding behind the dryers. They're hiding behind the dryers watching me, like, maybe we just hold real still, he'll leave.
Maybe calling the people.
Probably not a conscious effort at Sears to not work.
This is how tuned out the people are. The radio is like half. It's you can hear music and tell what it is, but it's also half.
Oh,
and everyone's
God.
Just kind of like
going really
about
like
their
they're business. Still using the actual radio with an antenna.
I'm wow. walking through. Yeah, there was a storm, so
the corporation
that,
can't.
There was, oh, yeah, there was a storm happening, so that might have affected it. But I was just like, well, then shut it the fuck off. I don't know. Is it just me? Have you ever had that happen? Sometimes, like a TJ Maxx, maybe.
Yeah.
Or you go into some small shop and the radio's like half tuned and it's all staticky. You're like, it would be better to not listen to this.
Not so much anymore.
When I used to work retail, we had a satellite radio and it would always break out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Storms.
We said that's probably what was happening.
So you Stridex?
Stridex. I don't know what that is. We use Muzak. That was the name of the company.
No, because you said, because you said it would break out. So I asked if you used Stridex on it.
Oh, I understand.
What's the other brand?
Oxy.
Yeah.
Oxy 10.
Yeah, that's right.
The pads.
Stridex was the like Pepsi version. It was the Pepsi of the.
Isn't
there also Seabreeze? Isn't it
Seabreeze?
Like,
I don't know. You know what
is
I...
Is that a restaurant?
Okay, we'll do it live.
Roll. Take us home.
I like juice.
I'll take it from anywhere. Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Fucking grifters.
Liking.
Being set up.
And sharing the Weedsman podcast on Facebook and following us on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
And at this point, following us to the bitter end. Thanks for hanging in there. If you're still listening to this, you deserve a special. If I could like reach through your phone and give you a sticker, I would.
Yeah, right on the forehead.
Right on the forehead.
Gold star.
The Weedsman Podcast.
Weedsman Podcast.
At ChristopherMedia.net.
Check us out. Check out our...
To send us electronic mail.
Electronic mail.
Are you going to repeat everything?
Yes, all the way through. All the way through. That was my plan. Like now you just foiled my plan. I will shut up. I
you know, like those, a parrot in the pilot's shoulder?
The plank.
The plank. Yeah.
What? The plank. Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
Continue.
Hey. We've got a new deal.
Who's our new guy?
New sponsor. Well, no affiliate, really.
Okay.
We do?
Yes.
It's official?
It's official. Yeah, I like this.
We can
official.
Say it.
Yes, it's official enough.
Boom. Who's joining us?
Burn Box.
I am so looking forward to our first Burn Box.
I can't wait.
Yes.
This is going to be amazing.
This
Maybe
is
we'll
be
even
amazing.
Do a video. I will try and do a video.
Because Rob and I have talked before about, A, how lazy we are. We like going to the head shop, but like, you know.
Sometimes.
It's a nice visit, but.
It's a drive.
You know, you don't always.
Ha, doing things. Who wants to do that?
Why
don't
I
like,
want to go
I
anywhere.
Don't like hanging out at the shop. And sometimes you see everything that they got. You got
to
kind of.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to people?
Yeah.
Yeah, but just know that you would have a steady supply of tools at your disposal.
Right.
It's just so enticing, and we really liked the idea. Then we started doing some research on because we found there was some competition. There's a lot of box companies out there for just about everything these days. So, of course, more than one person thought of the idea of distributing paraphernalia through this method. But
different names are out there.
Everything that our research came back with said that Burn Box was the best out of any of them. And that's what we decided we wanted to go with. And
we weeded through them.
And we're so thankful that they want to do business with us. And we're really, I'm super excited to see what's going to be in our first box.
Yeah, this could be awesome.
I haven't been this excited for box since I was 17.
Nice.
Yes.
I can't wait.
And are we doing, they do two different boxes, right?
Yeah. One is, I believe, Keep It Glassy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they have nicknames.
Keep It Glassy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Or something like that. And, oh, God, I hope that's theirs.
Please, I hope.
Because that's from memory.
They have one for
those. Can someone look it up? We have the technology. I mean,
there are those who prefer to roll, and there are those who prefer to pack a bowl. And they have boxes for both.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to get...
For their tobacco, by the way.
I think we're getting the super box, right?
The super duper box.
Yeah, we're going to do super.
I'm hoping for a super box. Because,
yes.
I will do both.
Cool.
right? You like to smoke a joint occasionally, especially if it can be a big hooter.
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to taste good, I mean, the papers taste nice.
Yeah. We are going to be doing the Super Box.
Hell yeah.
So, which does have...
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to have a green cape coming off of it.
And paper.
It's coming airmail.
But hey, we have talked about this so...
We're so excited. You joke,
there's going to be an Amazon drone showing up with your packages soon.
Yep, it will come.
Now that we've done 5 minutes on Burn Box,
yep.
What the fuck is it? By this point, I would be asking these guys, tell me what the fuck this is, please.
Right.
I thought we made it pretty clear.
Yeah.
Did we not?
Well, let's go.
Okay, fine.
I have to actually read.
Never mind.
For once, I've actually communicated. Communicating with somebody, and there is something I actually have to read.
Okay.
We go behind the curtain. Referencing Aaron's favorite movie. Once again.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Broombox is a monthly subscription of awesome smoking products. That's what I heard. Says it.
That's it?
Yeah, no. Awesome smoking products and supplies. God damn it. Welcome to Stoners trying to read things.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen. He's just learned. Words, please. Formulate.
Stop making me laugh.
Sounds. Right. Through your throat. Your voice box. Please.
There are different boxes to fit your smoking style and a surprise every month. So we're getting a surprise.
Okay.
Every month. Their biggest box starts as low as $27.
Portable. That's affordable.
Shipping is always free inside the U.S. And this is what I like. This is part of what helps sell me on it.
I want to know what you like.
To want to work with these people. Portion of all profits support the efforts of Normal.
Yeah.
We all know what Normal is.
Right. If you don't know.
It's a national organization for the reformation
of marijuana laws, I believe.
Yeah.
What it stands for.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Thank you.
You did good.
I was like Will Ferrell in Old School.
Yeah, you just pulled it out of nowhere.
You had to answer that question in the debate.
And then you just pulled out of somewhere.
What happened? Hey, guys.
Yeah, I came across the name again when researching that story about Donna Smith from the woman from Albuquerque that lost her job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she got a lawyer, and Normal got involved in it, too. I hope we could have involved. Anyway.
Visit them online
at
www.burnbox.co. I want to make this clear.
.com.
.co.
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 Or you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Or just Google Burn Box.
You'll find Burn Box Co.
There you go.
Burn Box.
You can subscribe.
Check them out.
To the Weedsman Podcast.
Yes, you can.
On iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find the Weedsman Podcast Stitcher Radio now as well. We've not forgotten about you Android guys.
Yep.
Because I'm outnumbered in the room.
For right now.
The Apple devices outnumber the Android devices in the room.
For right now, my
But the Android users outnumber the Apple user.
You can rate us on iTunes and on the... you can even rate us on the Android apps now, too. You can give feedback on that.
Nice.
Yeah, anywhere you go, if they ask you what you think about it, you know, please just hit the...
Stars. I mean, even stars.
Plus two.
Just the stars.
It makes it go away. If you rate us, it makes it stop asking.
It makes it go away.
Right.
No, I'm saying it makes the alert go away.
That would be nice.
For people who are, you know, into low annoyance, like myself. You know, sure, that's a huge selling point. Rate us. It makes the alert stop. You can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. You can help save podcasting right now by clicking through the Amazon banner, bookmarking the page. When you buy something, Amazon will donate part of each purchase to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund, helping to save podcasting from the... All right, we're making game out of this. We need something to call instead of patent trolls.
What are we looking for?
Something vulgar. You know, like asshat, shit, fuck... Dick face.
Okay. I don't get what you're asking.
A vulgar adjective. You know, so we played the game yesterday.
Are we trying to, like, say the patent troll or something else now?
Something, yeah. Instead of patent trolls, call them, like, from the ass hats.
Greedy ass mofos.
At personal from audio. There you go. You see the game now.
Salad tossers.
The salad tossers.
At personal audio.
Bitch face assholes.
At personal audio.
At personal audio.
See? Just
this ice cream cone full of shit eating bastards.
At personal audio.
Oh.
See?
Throw up in your mouth.
At personal audio. See?
You silly fuckface.
No talent, no ideas.
No idea.
No life.
You booger eater.
Yeah, you know, and they say they invented episode of content.
No, they didn't.
Really?
No, they hold the patent on it.
Remember I Love Lucy?
No. They didn't say they invented it.
Remember I Love Lucy?
Merely that they purchased the rights to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were violating personal audio's patents.
Oh, shit.
60 years ago. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows, like Unregimented. That comes out every Monday and Thursday. Should have said the Weedsman Podcast.
Yes!
Fridays and Tuesdays. Because, dude, it pretty much, what happens is we ramble.
Right.
And then we usually have a tangent long enough to put out. It's like a little extra episode.
A little nugget.
So, yeah. A little bonus nugget.
A little nugget. I'm not a nugget.
Tuesday and Friday. Eminem, Question Everything.
Check them out.
And Toddzilla X. The Toddzilla X pod.
Man, he had some explosive episode there. It was pretty nice.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear me and him from like 10 years ago?
What?
Couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Right? You've not been on the internet yet. So he's been pretty consistent for a couple weeks now, but
he's got some pretty good stuff.
He gets around to it. But when you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you're helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings, one day fantasy sports, no being locked in to one team for an entire season.
No way.
Dude, we're going to do it. Dude, we should do it.
I'm down. You said something. I'm down. I'll give it a run.
Yeah.
I'll give you the old college try.
Yeah, because what I have been saying, too, is the way it works.
You know what I mean.
The way it works is you have a budget, too. Each player is worth a certain amount of money.
Real money?
Well, no. As far as you have, like, a budget you have to work
with. Okay, I'll check this out. I'll check out the website.
I mean, yeah, you can win real money.
Like, right,
but he's talking about you have a budget to distribute amongst your players, right? So
yeah, like say there's two pitcher positions, and then there's like, you know, a catcher position and a first base, and like the best first baseman is like worth like $10,000.
So in football,
it's like distributing your skill set amongst your building your character.
You have
D&D.
A certain budget. You're given like $150,000.
You can't have it be all agility, all strength, and you have to balance it out. You have a certain number that you have to distribute.
I play fantasy
right?
baseball.
So you
right
have to decide: is it going to be an archer, a paladin? do I need this guy to have to broadside? Sword, or am I more worried
is he more
about
orc,
his
or is he
skills?
A mage, or is he?
Do I have a magician in the group yet?
Yeah,
ask yourself that.
How many rolls do I get?
So you have to design your team kind of like that, right?
It doesn't matter because
we just bag on our own sponsor.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, hi.
You could draft another team.
Awesome.
If you forgot to include the magician. You could draft a magician tomorrow.
Hey, I'm trying to get the nerds interested in this because, you know, you can come at it from a very, you know, scientific kind of aspect, right? Maybe clean up.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely.
Like that guy that bought the Oakland A's, wasn't it? No, not that.
Oh, he played the odds?
No, not that. What was it? They made a movie about the guy.
No, you actually
You're
were right.
right.
You were
I was
correct.
The Oakland A's?
Yeah, the Moneyball. Yeah.
We're not correcting you. You're correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're right on the money, dude. You knew that. You've seen that.
No, like. I haven't seen Moneyball.
Christopher Media listeners are winning real money.
Yeah,
every day.
Yeah,
at DraftKings.
That's what I was saying. Real money.
Real money. Get in there.
Yeah, fantasy football is back.
If you're not doing it, what are you waiting for,
dude? It's back, Rob. Fantasy football, it's back.
I'm so ready for it
in a big way. With DraftKings, they're giving away $5 million the first week of the season.
No shit. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I want to be involved.
Click through the banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Sign up today.
Boom.
So that's it. Jesus Christ, it's over. It's over!
Wow. Yeah.
Thank God!
The christening of Big Red.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
So this is a successful christening of Big Red.
Now a successful part of the Weedsman.
Yeah.
Instruments.
I feel like I've gone a couple rounds.
Until next week. stay high.
Stay high.
Stay high.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.